Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is teens at war. No, not real war, but teens at war with themselves, with each other, with their siblings, and of course, with dad and mom. And it's based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Two Teens Means War. Now, somebody needs to email me, is it two teens mean war or two teens means war? I could not find the grammatically correct way to write that, so I just did two teens means war. But that seems right, but usually my grammatical choices are incorrect, so I hope somebody will illuminate me. It's way too late because the column is out and about, and you can find my column in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. That's brucesandsalen.com. Today we have our regular two guests that are our weekly regulars, Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. We also have a special guest, Britt McCallion, for The Women's Room. This will be our second edition of The Women's Room, as I want to make this, if not a regular, but a semi-regular feature. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's the A Dad's Point of View, A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We just passed over 4,000 men and women, moms and dads that like us from around the world, with the number one represented number one represented city. Take a wild guess. Los Angeles, New York, London. Nope. Mumbai, India. More people like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page in Mumbai, India, than any other city, including my hometown of L.A. Go figure. But that is the power and the wonder of the net. The new A Dad's Point of View comic strip is called Because I Said So, and the brand new edition, the fifth in the new incarnation of the Dad's comic, is called The Wooden Files. As Dad tries to teach son some wisdom that he knew from the late, great, amazingly wise John Wooden. But of course, son doesn't quite get it. Go to brucesalen.com and check it out. I also want to remind you that Dad Chat is celebrating its 6th month anniversary. We now have got as many as 7.5 million impressions from over 1,300 tweets, over 125 people that participate every Thursday evening. You do so by using the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by DadChat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T. And we are live on Twitter every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Coast Standard Time, and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Standard Time. Somebody asked me what the time was in Ghana, Africa. I couldn't help them. Another person asked me Sweden. And I said, excuse me, I just gave them New York. I figured they could figure out New York. So if you're in some of those far-gone countries, you're welcome. And if you need to stay up at 3 in the morning, as one of my tweet friends said, it's 3 in the morning, and he said, I can't do it. I said, what's the problem? There's coffee in Sweden, isn't there? So I would like to see any and all of you at the chats. We are starting to give away wonderful prizes and having a contest. This week's contest is the best kid photo, and the lucky winner will win an inscribed copy of that top bestseller book written by that elusive radio show host named Bruce Salen, and it's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. That is the prize, along with Blog World passes for those that want to come to Blog World in Los Angeles November 3rd to 5th. And we're also going to auction off something called information blankets. Now, I like to support charities. What do you think an information blanket is? Well, it turns out there's a wonderful nonprofit that makes blankets for newborns, for mothers. And they make them in for third world countries where the knowledge of basic baby care is not as good as it should be. So on these blankets, they put in illustrations and the local language basic information about childcare. What a great idea. And they give them away to these mothers that may just not have regular health care or may not know that you're not supposed to use the baby to change channels on the television set. The baby is not a great stirring implement in your cook pot, and other such things that we take for granted. So seriously, it has really basic instructions like about temperature, various health things, what crying means, all sorts of things, basic health stuff. And we will be auctioning off two of those at Dad Chat this week, and probably we'll do it again. I believe that giving back to the world, repairing the world, as I like to say it, or tikkun olam, which is Hebrew for repairing the world, is our obligation, and it is something I care to do all the time. Today's topic, I said, is about teenagers, but I want to talk about something else about teenagers. As I've told you many times before, I have a gloriously wonderful drive every Thursday when I come up to Santa Barbara to broadcast live from KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, and I tend to listen to other talk shows on the way and get inspired or frustrated, however you want to look at it. This time I was listening to one of my favorite talk show hosts, and he was talking about a current event, and it made me realize how I talk about the same sort of thing all the time. I talk about raising responsible kids. I talk about learning and teaching your kids to take responsibility. I talk about you have to earn self-esteem, not just get it because you show up. I talk about allowance. Do we give our kids allowance just because they're kids, or do we give our kids allowance and make them earn it, just like in real life? What a shock. If you don't work, you don't get paid. I also have talked about being a hypocrite, a parent that sometimes is a hypocrite, says one thing and does another. I talk about when do our kids grow up? It seems later and later these days, given how many kids are returning home after college to live with mom and dad. The statistics are something like 85%+ of college grads return home. That is a stunner. Did you know anybody when you were young that came home after college? I didn't. We talk about, as I said earlier, tikkun olam, teaching our kids to care about the world, not just themselves. So on holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, maybe part of the presence is not just present getting, but present giving. So these are the things I've talked about a lot on my show, in my columns, my writing, when I speak. I talk about the work ethic in America. I talk about teens in general. And I had a fun column, one of the most popular ever, which was called Tiger Mom versus Kosher Dad. And I asserted, of course, that Kosher Dad made Tiger Mom look like a wimp. As far as what we use to get our kids motivated, it's very simple. We don't threaten them. We don't take away their parties. We don't take away their toys. We don't insist on grades or they get grounded. We besiege them and layer them and heap upon them the ultimate motivator, guilt. Finally, I also like to talk about how college is not for everybody. So how does this relate to current events? Occupy Wall Street, hello! Do any of these people care about anything but themselves as they are protesting with their iPads and their iPhones and mom and dad's money in their pocket and credit cards, and they're defecating on police cars and they're peeing in the streets and they're leaving every place that they go a mess? Excuse me, what is their message? What is their message? Now, I'm violating a basic Bruce Allen rule, which is I don't talk or write about politics, but excuse me, what are these people doing? And why are certain politicians actually, my favorite being Nancy Pelosi, one of the greatest idiots of all time, how could she possibly either compare them to any other protests or support them when she is independently super rich, wealthy, and is exactly who they are railing against? It is very amusing to me. But I don't do politics. This is a show about parenting. But every now and then, you got to lighten things up or heavy things up, as I may have done just now. Sponsor slots are open. If you'd like to sponsor this peculiar show, you can write me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And I forgot the dad's point of view life lesson yet again. I don't have time, do I, Richard? Oh, we could throw it in and then we'll talk about it at the beginning. So stay tuned for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. And here is another life lesson.
You got to action to with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the max.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. A positive attitude is like a magnet. Don't we all prefer to be around happy, positive people? You know the answer. So why put your moods onto others? If you're in a poor mood, either hide it away or fake it. Yes, fake it. Act happy, act positive, and you're likely to actually feel that way soon enough. Positivity is magnetic. It feels good to be around positive, happy people. Since we all recognize and know that, then why put your sourpuss out there for public display? Be positive or be quiet. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at bruceallen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Oh, I am here to say we will talk about that life lesson after this break, and we will be back after these messages with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room.
Bruce Allen!